WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Open enrollment season starts soon for many health care plans. People who get health insurance through their jobs are urged to look into their options. Suzanne Potter has more.
Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare advises people to pay close attention to the coverage for specialty benefits such as dental, vision, hearing, critical illness, and mental health.
You want to know what specifically you're going to have access to. How big is the network of therapists and psychiatrists and mental health professionals? Some employers offer navigation or advocacy services to help you find a good fit.
United Healthcare sponsors a website that explains the difference between terms like monthly premium, copay, coinsurance, and deductibles. They also have a page to help people understand the various Medicare plans. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The federal government shuts down in 2 weeks if Congress and the president don't enact a new budget. Republican Congressman Brian Stiles says he's optimistic a deal can get done, even if it's just a continuing resolution to buy a little extra time.
There's a lot of conversation here about maybe 30, 45 days. I think 30 days is probably pretty reasonable. Give us a little bit of breathing room, but keep the pressure on to get these bills done.
Stiles spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Video of Congressman Derek Van Orden shows him taking a bow after he yelled profanities at a group of teenagers in July. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan. He tells the Journal Sentinel he saw footage of the incident yesterday. Reporters are not able to verify what Pocan says he saw since the footage is not available to the public. Van Orden was leading a late-night group of tour of the U.S. Capitol when they came upon a group of Senate pages taking photos in the rotunda. Democrats in Wisconsin are joining a nationwide effort to restore abortion rights in Idaho. Nate Weggehout has more.
Governor Tony Evers and State Attorney General Josh Call are joining a coalition of 24 other attorneys general. They are fighting what they call a radical abortion ban in the state of Idaho. Under the Idaho law, healthcare providers could face criminal prosecution for providing abortions even when deemed medically necessary. Under federal law, hospitals are required to provide abortions in cases of medical emergencies. The Biden administration sued the state last year. The coalition filed their amicus brief defending the Biden administration. On Friday, Nate Weggehout, Civic Media News.
A man from southwest Wisconsin admits he paid someone in Indonesia $100 to torture a monkey on video. Kenneth Herrera from Soldiers Grove is pleading guilty to federal charges related to the footage. He could face up to 7 years in prison when he's sentenced in December. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. With abortion services being offered in the state again, University Health Systems will once again begin referring University of Wisconsin-Madison students to in-state clinics for abortion services. According to a Daily Cardinal report, University Health Systems had been forced to refer students to out-of-state clinics after the U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade in June of 2022. Last week, a Wisconsin judge ruled the 1849 law that could have banned abortions did not apply to consensual abortions. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 32-year-old woman in Siren, Wisconsin. Authorities were alerted of a possible homicide on Friday around 2:20 a.m. and discovered the victim, Brittany Holland, in her home. A suspect was taken into custody about 8 hours after authorities received the call. As of Monday afternoon, no formal charges had been filed in the case, and the suspect remained in custody. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get ready for their home opener. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay welcomes the Saints this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. The Pack coming off that 25-24 loss to the Falcons. Left tackle David Bakhtiari did not play due to his lingering knee injury, so Rashid Walker got the start. Elton Jenkins had to leave the game after suffering a sprained MCL. Royce Newman filled in at left guard. How'd they do? Matt LaFleur.
Royce came in, did a nice job. I thought Rashid, for the most part, did a really nice job.
Rashid Walker played played his college ball at Penn State and says that he feels comfortable in his role with the Pack.
I've been taking reps with the one since camp. I'm comfortable with the group. I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Last night in the NFL, the Saints beat the Panthers 20-17. Saints quarterback Derek Carr off to a shaky start with incompletions and an interception.
There's so much that we have to clean up, but it feels so good to clean it up when you win, you know.
The Browns got beat by the Steelers 26-22. Cleveland star running back Nick Chubb carted off the field with a season-ending knee injury. College football, Wisconsin's Luke Fickell says he had a heart-to-heart talk with the Badgers running back Braylon Allen before last week's win over Georgia Southern. The head coach says that Allen has been dealing with some injuries.
I'm not saying he was going to be a game-time decision, but there was, you know, he had got dinged up a little bit even in practice.
The Badgers head to Purdue for their first conference game this Friday night at 6 in West Lafayette, Indiana. Baseball, game 2 of a 4-game series tonight between the Brewers and Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Trevor McGill gets another shot at starting for the Brewers against left-hander Drew Rahm for St. Louis. First pitch at 6:45. Milwaukee with a 6-game lead over Chicago after losing last night to the Cardinals 1-0. The Cards' Adam Wainwright held the crew to just 4 hits, earning his 200th career victory. The 42-year-old Wainwright, who says he plans to retire, thanked the fans.
I love this city. I love being a St. Louis Cardinal, and I love that I got to play my whole career here. Thank y'all so much for embracing me. I love you.
Pitcher Adam Wainwright. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Morning. It's the 19th day of September. Hope you're having a good day so far. And we've got another pretty nice day for most areas of western Wisconsin. In La Crosse today, partly sunny with a high around 76. Same thing for Eau Claire, partly sunny, high around 76. In Richland Center today, a chance of showers in the morning. And then cloudy and breezy this afternoon, high around 75. Amory, increasing clouds, high around 75. And up in Hayward, partly sunny and breezy with a high around 72 degrees. And in sports, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night, 1-0. Game 2 of that 4-game series is tonight in St. Louis. And in the headlines today, the president of the United Auto Workers says he can't keep a, or we can't, keep electing billionaires and expect them to solve the problems of the working class. Also, today is National Voter Registration Day. Make sure you are registered to vote. And 41,000 University of Wisconsin system employees may see their pay raises blocked by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And we'll tell you more about that story in a little bit, but the first story that I'd like to get to this morning is this story about the congressman, for many of our listeners, Representative Derek Van Orden. And a headline here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Derek Van Orden took a bow after cursing at teenage Senate pages in the Capitol. That's according to Representative Mark Pocan. And you probably remember this story from, what is it, a couple months ago? When word came down that Derek Van Orden was belligerent and cursed at these teenage pages in the Capitol building. I'll give you some of this story here. Dateline Washington, freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden took a celebratory bow after he reportedly yelled and cursed
at a group of teenage Senate pages while giving a late-night tour of the U.S. Capitol in July, according to Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, who on Monday, yesterday, viewed surveillance footage of the interaction. And other than the reported bow, Pocan's recounting of the footage offered few new details of the July 27th incident in which Van Orden allegedly called the group of high school-aged kids lazy S's, can't say the word on the radio, and told them to get the F up. Only he said the word that begins with the letter F and told them to get the F up off the floor. As the pages were lying on their backs in the Capitol Rotunda, taking pictures of the building's dome during their final week at work. Now imagine if you were a high school kid and you were a page at the Capitol and it was your last week there. Yeah, wouldn't you want to get together with the other pages and take some photographs? So what if it's late at night and you're lying on the floor of the Capitol Rotunda taking pictures? You know, that's the place where you worked, and it's something you'll remember for your entire life. So what's the big deal about taking a few photographs? Getting back to the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here, it says Pocan said Van Orden was leading a group of about 15 people on a tour just after midnight. Now, why would he be giving a tour to about 15 people after midnight? Getting back to the story, it says he was leading a group of about 15 people on a tour just after midnight when he approached the pages, who the Madison Democrat, Pocan, said were taking photographs under the Capitol dome. The pages, some of whom were lying down, appeared startled in the footage, which had no audio, Pocan said, and they got up quickly. Van Orden, who was gesturing with both his hands during the interaction, followed several of the pages to another part of the rotunda where more pages were gathered and appeared to yell at them, according to Pocan. Six pages were present. Quote, when he walked back to his group, he was like a show-off, Pocan told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel after viewing the footage in the House Sergeant-at-Arms office below the House chamber. Quote, he took a bow for them, arms out, did the bow like he's singing an opera. End quote. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was not able to verify Pocan's recounting of the footage. An official in the House Sergeant-at-Arms office refused a reporter's request to see the video, suggesting only members of Congress can view it. Pocan in August asked House Administration Committee Chair Brian Steil to release video of the footage. Capitol Police do not release such footage, and video from the Capitol usually becomes public only through court proceedings or at the direction of the House Administration Committee. On Monday, however, Pocan told the Journal Sentinel that parents of the pages involved in the incident reached out to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in August to ask that the footage not be released. It appears unlikely that the footage will be publicly released. Asked about Pocan's description of the incident, a spokesperson for Van Orden said only that Van Orden is, quote, laser focused on making sure the government doesn't shut down, end quote, referencing the looming end of the month deadline to pass spending bills. But Van Orden in July did not deny yelling at the teens and told the Journal Sentinel he was upset because the Capitol Rotunda was used as a field hospital during the Civil War for countless Union soldiers. Quote, I would think that it'd be terribly disrespectful to lay on the grave of a soldier that died fighting for freedom, Van Orden said at the time, and I don't know anybody that disagrees. Now, keep in mind, there were no graves. These kids were not lying on graves. They were lying on the floor of the Capitol. So, not sure the connection there, but getting back to the story, it says Van Orden's outburst drew bipartisan condemnation, including a rebuke from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Quote, It just shows boorish behavior by a member of Congress, Pocan said Monday of the footage. Instead of being big enough to apologize, he's made up this whole story. Because clearly, when you bow at the end, I don't really think the answer he gave of what happened is probably true. Pocan added, but at minimum, he should apologize to the teenage pages and to his constituents for what happened. And this story doesn't mention it, but Congressman Pocan did kind of insinuate in an interview that I saw that Van Orden had been partying with this group of people that he was giving a tour to and seemed to be under the influence, let's say, of what they had been consuming up to that point. But that seems like a pretty strange thing to happen for a congressman to have a party late at night in his office and then take these people around, show them the Capitol, and evidently as a show of his power, he went off on these teenage kids who were just trying to have a good time during their last week in the Capitol. So that's what our congressman is up to, or at least was up to. And I think that he could have handled it a lot differently, even if he was under the influence and came across these high school kids late at night, after midnight in the Capitol. You know, if he really felt like there was a problem with them lying on the floor of the Capitol Rotunda, he could have said in a much softer voice, it's like, hey, you guys. But anyway, some people handle things differently than we would expect. We've got 16 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. Going to take our first break. Everybody stick around. It's a short one. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. May catch a sprinkle late this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, 83. On Thursday, sunshine, 81. We could get some scattered rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Of the song. Hey, welcome back everybody to the Stu Daniels Show. That is Chicago, right? Even if you didn't know the song, you had to assume that was Chicago with all those horns. That is the first song on the first side of the first Chicago album known as Chicago Transit Authority. And appropriately enough, it's entitled Introduction. Hey, welcome back to the show, the Stu Daniels Show. I'm your host, Stu Daniels, on this Tuesday morning outside right now, 60 degrees with partly cloudy skies in La Crosse. Richland Center at 53 with mostly cloudy skies. And you may remember if you were listening at the top of the show, when I was going over the headlines, I mentioned that the president of the United Auto Workers says we can't keep electing billionaires and expect them to solve the problems of the working class. And I think most people would agree with that, especially if you're part of the working class. And I have a story here from Politico. It says here that Trump to visit Detroit as UAW boss scorches him. The former president will be in Detroit while his Republican presidential rivals debate in California. And this piece was posted last night. It says here that former President Donald Trump will speak in Detroit to current and former members of the Auto Workers Union on September 27th. So that would make it, a week from tomorrow? That is the day of the second Republican primary debate, according to three people familiar with the plan. The news of the trip comes days after auto workers in Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio began strikes targeting plants run by the big three car manufacturers. The New York Times first reported Donald Trump's plans. This will be the second time Trump, the current frontrunner in the Republican race, decides to forego a 2024 presidential debate. The former president skipped the first debate in August and instead sat for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The Republican debate will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute in Simi Valley, California. Trump's team has not yet released details on where the speech will be held, but it is expected he will address over 500 union workers representing different trades, including auto workers. And while a visit to the picket line has been discussed, a person familiar said it was unlikely Trump would make a visit due to logistics. Trump plans to give his speech during prime time, potentially conflicting with and overshadowing the Republican debate in California. Trump has not officially weighed in on the strike, although he posted to Truth Social on Sunday night, quote, "The United Auto Workers are being sold down the drain with this electric car scam." Along with Trump's visit to Detroit, his team also plans to release a radio ad targeting union workers. And in a statement, UAW President Sean Fain was not the least bit welcoming. And he said, "Every fiber of our union is being poured into fighting the billionaire class and an economy that enriches people like Donald Trump at the expense of workers. We can't keep electing billionaires and millionaires that don't have any understanding what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck and struggle to get by and expecting them to solve the problems of the working class." Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Five Americans freed from wrongful detention in Iran arrived at a military base in Virginia early this morning. Special Envoy Robert Karstens traveled with the group.
On behalf of the President of the United States and the Secretary of State, it's an honor to be the first to welcome you back to the United States of America and to freedom.
A court in Moscow has just sent an appeal by an American journalist back to a lower court. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Evan Gershkovich is appealing his arrest. He and the Wall Street Journal deny the spying charges, and Russian officials have provided no evidence against him.
They haven't set a trial date. On day five of the auto worker strike, union president Sean Fains released a video threatening more walkouts if there's no substantial movement in contract talks by noon Friday.
Auto workers have waited long enough to make things right at the big three. We're not waiting around and we're not messing around.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin lawmakers are proposing a bill to allow skateboarding on public roadways in the state. According to a WTMJ report, skateboards are currently considered play vehicles and are only allowed on crosswalks in the state. State Senator Chris Larson is co-sponsoring the bill and says the current law leaves out a legitimate form of transportation, doesn't consider those without access to skate parks, and is not enforced equally statewide. Wisconsin Republicans have announced their $614 million plan to use state and local funds for renovations at American Family Field. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says roughly $200 million would come from Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee, and the Brewers would contribute about $100 million. Speaker Voss also noted that this plan would not raise taxes for residents. Under the proposal, the Brewers would extend their lease with the city of Milwaukee to 2050. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
week.
Whoever was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. We'll be right back.
sounds on a Tuesday morning from Andy Dolfer and Dave Stewart from Eurythmics. Remember that song? That was a big hit about 30 years ago. And Candy Dolfer today, by the way, celebrating a birthday. She was born on this date in 1969. Great saxophone player, and in addition to her own albums, has worked with a lot of other artists, performing on their records and going on tour with them. And welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 8:35 right now. It is 57 degrees and sunny in Eau Claire, and 58 degrees, mostly cloudy, in Richland Center right now. And just before the break, we were discussing the fact that Donald Trump is going to Detroit next week to talk to the UAW striking workers. The headline here in Politico says, Trump to visit Detroit as UAW boss scorches him. And just before the break, I went over that message that was statement released by UAW President Sean Fain. He was not the least bit welcoming in his statement concerning Donald Trump coming to visit the UAW workers. He said, this is the president of the union talking, he said, every fiber of our union is being poured into fighting the billionaire class and an economy that enriches people like Donald Trump at the expense of workers. We can't keep electing billionaires and millionaires that don't have any understanding what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck and struggle to get by, and expecting them to solve the problems of the working class. End quote. That's right. What does Donald Trump have in common with you as a working class person or a middle class person? Probably not too much. It says here that Trump was critical of Sean Fain, the UAW president, during an interview that was taped before UAW workers began their strike. And here's the quote from Trump. He said, I'm on the side of making our country great, right? When he's asked, whose side are you on, the workers or the corporations? Trump says, I'm on the side of making our country great. That's what he told Meet the Press, Kristen Welker. He said, the auto workers are being sold down the river by their leadership, and their leadership should endorse Trump. He talks about himself in the third party sense. A Trump campaign radio ad set to air in Detroit and Toledo, Ohio, attacked another leader, President Joe Biden. Quote, he's turned his back on the auto workers, the ad says of Biden, by cutting a deal that uses American tax dollars to help fund China's electric car business. That's a stake in the heart for American auto workers, and they can count on President Trump to change that. A campaign spokesperson for Biden took issue with Trump's view of events and said, Donald Trump is going to Michigan next week to lie to Michigan workers and pretend he didn't spend much of his entire failed presidency selling them out at every turn. That's Amar Moussa in a statement. And Moussa added, no self-serving photo op can erase Trump's 4 years of abandoning union workers and standing with his ultra-rich friends. And I think most people would agree with that, right? We've got 8:39 right now. And the next thing that I want to get to here is this story about the fact that today is National Voter Registration Day. All right. So this is a call to you, the listener, to make sure that you are registered, and also make sure that those around you are registered to vote as well. Your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, your coworkers. Today is Voter Registration Day. And I do believe that Pennsylvania made an announcement today that they will be the first state in the union to have automatic voter registration, so that when you get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. I'll try to dig up some more information on that. But let me give you a little bit of this piece from the Wisconsin Examiner, and Ruth Conniff. National Voter Registration Day is Tuesday. So the story says Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day, and the League of Women Voters has plans to reach more than 100,000 voters nationwide. Since 2012, nonpartisan civic organizations have worked together to register hundreds of thousands of voters on a single day in September. And that day is today. Quote, "The right to vote is the backbone of our democracy, and it's our mission as the League of Women Voters to ensure that every American can access the ballot." That's Deborah Turner, president of the League of Women Voters of the United States, and that's what she said in a statement. She also added, "As the nation's largest and longest standing volunteer-driven voter registration organization, we are determined to use the power and reach of the League to register all eligible voices to ensure their voices are heard in the upcoming elections. League chapters and pro-democracy groups all over the country are hosting events on Tuesday that highlight the importance of voting and encourage Americans to check their voter registration status so they can be prepared for Election Day." And I would encourage you to check your voter status, your registration status, and make sure that you are registered. In some areas, people are purged from the rolls, especially if you haven't voted for a few rounds of voting. It also adds here that the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin will be hosting a virtual pirate party, because today is also National Talk Like a Pirate Day. That virtual pirate party starts at 6 p.m. and you can register ahead of time for that. I think all you should do is probably do a quick search for the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. And keep in mind that anytime you have a question about voting or the registration process, you can always check in with the League of Women Voters. They'll have information for you as to what's going on, and they'll always be able to help if it's anything that has to do with registration or voting, the League of Women Voters. So the next thing I want to get to here is this story about pay raises. There are 41,000 employees of the University of Wisconsin system that are expecting to get pay raises, but now they may not be getting them because Republican Speaker Robin Voss is all worked up about his DEI issues, as we've noted before. And I have a headline here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, updated 44 minutes ago. It says, "Speaker Robin Voss seeks to block UW system pay raises amid push to cut DEI from campuses." All right. You know, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Who would want diversity on a college campus? Who would want equity on a college campus? And who would want inclusion on a college campus? Well, evidently, Robin Voss doesn't want any of that stuff, and he's willing to hold these pay raises for the entire system, 41,000 people. Imagine if you were a UW system employee and you're expecting a 4% pay raise, and Robin Voss says he's not going to give it to you because he doesn't want UW campuses to be diverse, equitable, and inclusive. University of Wisconsin system employees may see no bump in their paychecks this year, despite 4% raises already being funded in the state budget. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, told WisPolitics he will seek to block pay raises for the 41,000 UW system employees if his demands to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion offices aren't met. So it's unclear if other Republicans support Voss's plan. The budget passed into law this summer called for all state employees, to receive a 4% raise this July and a 2% raise next year. The UW employee raises require approval by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Employment Relations, which Voss co-chairs. The other co-chair, Senator Chris Capenga, Republican from Delafield, did not return a call and email asking whether he supports Voss's plan. Other Republicans on the committee, Senator Devin LeMahieu of Oostburg, Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green, Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, and Representative Tyler August of Lake Geneva either did not respond to requests for comment or declined to comment. So nobody else is speaking up. None of the other Republicans are supporting Voss on this. So far, he's out there on his own. The threat continues, the budget battle. Republicans have focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Voss's threat escalates a fight he started last spring when he called on campuses to cut diversity offices and employees who support a broad range of students, such as students of color, student veterans, women studying in male-dominated disciplines, and students with disabilities. He sees diversity, equity, and inclusion, often referred to by the DEI shorthand, as racially divisive. So he doesn't want to support these programs that help students of color, student veterans. Did you hear me say student veterans? He doesn't want to support these programs that help student veterans, also women studying in male-dominated disciplines, and students with disabilities. That's where Robin Voss is today. Got to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
This tired city was somebody's dream. A billboard horizon as black as it seemed. A four-level highway across the land. We're building a home for the family of man. Prices are rising, the devil's the
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. May catch a sprinkle late this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, 83. On Thursday, sunshine, 81. We could get some scattered rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Oh, man. Is Stu Mann playing Cherry Bomb? Yeah, it's the Runaways. There's a good reason to play that song today. Lita Ford was born on this date back in 1958. Yeah, Lita Ford, lead guitarist from that band, went on to have a solo career, put out at least one song with Ozzy Osbourne several years ago, if not several decades ago. But anyway, there's a blast from the past, from the mid-1970s. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 852 right now. And just before the break, we were discussing this story about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying he wants to block pay raises for 41,000 people that work for the UW system. Yeah, that'll be good for the economy, right? And, you know, the reason why he wants to block these raises, because he's demanding that the offices in the UW system for diversity, equity, and inclusion be closed. He doesn't want any of that diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff in the UW system. Right? It's just our university system where people often go just to experience those things. More diversity, more equity, more inclusion. Imagine coming from some small town out in the middle of nowhere and you're off to the big university. Wouldn't you want your university to be more diverse, equitable, and inclusive? I'll get back to this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that I was going over just before the break. It says here that Voss's threat escalates that fight that he started last spring when he called on campuses to cut the diversity offices and the employees who support the broad range of students, students of color, veterans, women studying in male-dominated disciplines, students with disabilities. He sees those programs, often referred to by or often referred to as DEI, he sees those as racially divisive. He says, I don't think that they deserve to have any more resources until they accomplish the goal. How do you accomplish the goal without the resources? That's what Voss told Wispolitics on Friday. He says, I don't think that they deserve to have any more resources until they accomplish the goal. Not a nickel. When I say a nickel, that's what I mean. He's a tough guy. Voss and his spokeswoman did not return requests for comment from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Quote, this is a quote, by the way, from Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, Democrat from Madison. She said, I think it's short-sighted and harmful and clearly out of partisan desire. It's not what is in the best interest in the state of Wisconsin. We know highly successful business, nonprofit, and educational institutions embrace DEI and the benefits from it. Agard worried about the consequences on students and campus culture if DEI offices ceased to exist. She was also concerned about the effect Voss's pay plan could have on employee recruitment and retention. If you were considering going to work for the UW system, how would you look at it if you had to worry about your pay being held by Voss over something as crazy as wanting to close these offices? So the professors at the UW system are pleading for swift approval amid inflation. UW system professors are underpaid compared to peer schools and have been for at least 13 years. Interesting that that's about the same amount of time that Republicans have been in charge. And that's according to a UW system analysis that takes into account cost of living adjustments. The wage gap was as wide as 16% for regional campuses and 13% for UW-Milwaukee in 2021-2022. That means that peers who work at other universities are making 16% more, or 13% more in the case of UW-Milwaukee. It says UW system employees have received 2% pay raises in each of the last four fiscal years. Rising inflation, however, has eroded the value of the workers' earnings. In order to help these loyal employees pay their bills and plan for their futures, they need to be given their pay raises as soon as possible. Leaders of the UW-Madison faculty group called PROFS, P-R-O-F-S, said in a letter to legislative leaders in July, UW System President Jay Rothman said he remains hopeful employees will receive their pay raises. He said, "We continue to have discussions with the speaker and appreciate that there are differing views on E, D, and I, equity, diversity, and inclusion," Rothman said, referring to those equity, diversity, inclusion. He said, "We believe we can work through these issues without adversely affecting employees and their families. I am proud of our employees who have demonstrated their commitment to our students and our state." What's the big issue? You know, obviously, there aren't people making a lot of money. No one's getting rich being an instructor at a university or having another position for the university. But evidently, Robin Voss thinks they're making too much money, wants to hold back their pay raises, just as another, I guess he's digging in his heels. He wants these diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and the people working in them to be closed. Got 8:58 right now, time for the top of the hour break with the news. Stick around, you're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.